In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, it's only a couple of days until summer vacation, and today's Mass we commemorate a heroic woman who did very much in educating the children of her time in their Catholic faith. She is Saint Angela Merici, and she lived in the 15th century Italy. And she became an orphan when she was only 10 years old, and she and her sister were taken care by their uncle. And she was 13 when another great sorrow fell upon Saint Angela. The sister whom she loved so much died suddenly, and what was even more sad, she died so fast that it was no time to administer her the last sacraments. Angela was, of course, worried of her dear sister, but in his goodness, our dear Savior Jesus appeared to Saint Angela and told that her sister was indeed in heaven. And to thank him, that is, the dear Jesus, Saint Angela decided to give her heart completely to him and serve only God in this world as long as she would live. And when she had grown up, she began to realize how little the poor children in her town knew about Catholicism and how badly they knew their catechism. It was a very sad situation because the parents of these children were not teaching them anything about the faith and about the church. So Angela decided to do something to it. She asked some of her friends to join her in teaching catechism to those poor children. None of the girls had any money or important positions to start such a big project, but they all were very anxious to help Angela to teach children about their faith so they too could go to heaven one day, just like Angela's sister did. And in due time, Saint Angela Merici formed a group of women which eventually grew into own congregation named the Ursulines. And even though as a child she never had thought that she would become a teacher herself, God called her to make this very important job, because if parents and if grown-ups should neglect the teaching of faith, neglect the teaching of catechism, where would we get new generations of Catholics, and where would we get the new generation of saints? The Church always looks very closely on her children, and she truly wants the parents so that their children would get to know their faith in very early age. That's why Saint Angela established this teaching order of Ursulines, and that's why Catholic schools exist, so that we could raise new generations of Catholics. There is nothing, absolutely nothing in this world which is as important as religion. If even though you would win the whole world for yourself and get all the riches, at the moment of death you will lose everything. And it's only what God sees what is good, how well you kept your faith, how you treated your fellow men, which truly matters at the hour of your death. Saint Angela did good. She used her time on this earth well, and we hope and pray that God would raise many people like her who patiently teach children that it's only through the Church you can gain salvation, and it is only through the blood of Jesus how your sins are forgiven. God will reward you, children, for all the hard time and all the work you put in studying in this school and studying your faith, and he will raise you one day to heaven, just like he raised Saint Angela's sister and Saint Angela herself. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.